This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 9:30, and this morning we're going to look at what's selling when it comes to popcorn and booze. KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz with St. Louis University's Chaffetz School of Business joins us this morning. Refills, Jerry, used to be the big seller for popcorn at the movie theater. What is getting moviegoers to purchase popcorn now?
It is these custom-made buckets. You know, 10 years ago, a large popcorn bucket was just a bucket says popcorn, maybe the logo of the movie on the outside, and they'd fill it up with popcorn, in my case, buttered. But the theme parks had those, but then they also started to customize them. Like at Disney World, you would have Mickey and Minnie Mouse on one of the rides, and that would be up. And so that sort of thing was beginning to happen. We still see it. For Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, the movie, there was a custom bucket with Taylor in her different Eras outfits. So that sort of thing was happening. But someone got brave and thought for a Star Wars movie back in 2019, they would create a bucket that looks like R2-D2, the little droid that rolls on wheels. And they priced it at $49.99. And they sold like hotcakes. Completely sold out. People showing up early, bringing their families, buying every one of these. You can find these commemoratives online now for $200 a pop. The die was set. In 2024, with Dune coming in, they created another kind of 3D popcorn box. This one looked like a sandworm. You would actually have to stick your hand past the sandworm's teeth to get your hands on the popcorn underneath. $24.99, sold out like hotcakes, $100 on eBay. So this is one of the best excuses that movie houses have to get us in there, in the seats, with the popcorn on our laps, and they're making profits just out the wazoo with it. So you know it's going to continue. Keep an eye out for these.
Well, tequila had a big year in 2024, but could trade talks impact the sales this year, Jerry?
Oh, gosh, yes. Tequila and mezcal are now the second most popular class of liquor sold in American liquor stores. The top is vodka. The second used to be American whiskey, bourbon. And that dropped to third, with mezcal and tequila taking that second slot. A lot of the stuff that's imported to the U.S. is not just from the big Mexican makers, but a lot from custom distillers that might only have a couple of different lines. And their single biggest export market, because of that U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement, has always been the U.S. For them, if we're talking about a 25% tariff on imported Mexican goods, they're going to see their sales take a major hit. It's going to be a tremendous hit on them. For us Americans on this side of the border, the thing's going to be, if you like imported booze, this may be the time to stock up because the prices are still low. And the good news is booze holds up well as it ages.
That's KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.